Beginning current daf himself, Pesachim daf nun zayin. Begin three lines down from the top of the Yamad. The Gemara continues the discussion of our Mishnah on the previous daf, and that is the Mishnah there said that the Anshe Yerichai, the people in Yerichai, the Jewish people, did six things, three things that the Chacham did protest, and three things that the Chacham did not protest. One of them was that they would take off, they would put peyah, which means leave a corner of the field for the poor people, of yerek, of vegetables, which the Gemara had asked, but there's a clear halacha, a drasha that we make, that peyah, there is no halacha for yerek, because it's not something that lasts, and it has to be, as the Gemara learned from Sukkim, there has to be something that lasts. So the Gemara says it was related to something else, for example, by rosh lefasis, by the heads of turnips, where it could last through al-yidei devar achar, through the bulb itself, which is the main part of it, then that was their machlekes between the people of Yerichai and the Chacham, if that is considered that it's made for kiyum, that it could last for a long time or not. And however, everyone agrees that actual yerakas that don't last is for sure not included in the halacha of peyah, as we'd explained, because the halacha of peyah is that they don't take off meiser because it's hefker, and since this is not essentially, it's not peyah, and therefore it's mechuyev meiser, that will cause a problem about them eating it in tevel status, because they're going to think it's peyah, and really it's not, and it has to take off meiser, and that's why they're one is not allowed to leave peyah from yerakas. That's where Agamar begins, with this idea about not being taking off mice, not putting off peyah, the corn of the field, from yerakas, from vegetables. Turn my learned the brisa. Bin Bohayon, which his father's name is Bohayon, so the father, the son of Bohayon, nasin peyah layark. He gave off, he had a field of vegetables, of herbs, and he left the corner of the field for the poor people. So his father came and he saw that the poor people, they had these like bundles of vegetables and they're taking off because this is the peyah that was left, which again, as we explained, which is wrong. There is no such thing as peyah for yerakas. They were standing by the entrance of the garden and they're about to leave with these big bundles they have of they're going to go home and eat it. And that's wrong because they have to take off ma'isa first. Amlam, he said to them, Banai, my sons, hishlichu ma'alechem, throw off these bundles of the vegetables that you have. I'm going to give you double of the amount of those which have already been tithed, because again, this is a problem. It's no real payah, and you have to take off meiser. And he explained his rationale. Don't think it's because I'm begrudging to you that I don't forgive you that you should take these bundles of vegetables from our fields. It's just because our sages said that there is no halacha of leaving off the corner of the field of vegetables. And as we explained, because that's excluding it from the chiyuv of ma'aser, the pasuk in Devarim Yudal says, uvaha levi, that the levi will come, who he gets the ma'aser, ki ein lo chelik v'nachlimach, because he doesn't have a portion with you. Now, that excludes something, that he doesn't have a portion with you, that is where he's going to have the obligation of ma'aser. Whereas, as we explained, peyah, where he has a portion in that peyah, just like everyone else, because that's hefker for everybody, so too the halachas of Shemitah, so then that status of hefker, that's by Shemitah and by peyah, that will exempt it from ma'aser, as the pasuk says in Shmos Chav Gimel, neva'ochli avyoyne amcha, it compares the avyoynim, the poor people, to teichel chayas asada, to the animals eating, and just like an animal eats and is exempt from ma'aser, so to the poor are exempt from ma'aser, again, that's based on the status, as we said, because it's hefker, and everyone has that portion, including the Levi, so therefore there is no ki'en l'chelik v'nachli imcha, so therefore that would not have a chiyuv of ma'aser. However, here again, where there is no halachic status of peyah, it would have a chiyuv of ma'aser. So the Gemara asks, why do you have to tell them his rationale? Don't think I'm telling you to let go of these bundles that you have, I'm going to give you double, because I'm begrudging. What do you mean? He's giving them double. Why would we think that he has a tzaras ayin, and to think that he just doesn't forgive them? But how could that be? He's telling him he's going to give them double. And that the Gemara says, that they shouldn't say that he doesn't intend us to give anything, and for sure not double, because why should he take away these bundles and give us double? What was the purpose for? Obviously, he's just pushing us off. And that's why I had to explain his rationale. No, don't think that I'm just trying to get rid of these bundles I don't want you to have from our fields. It's because the Chacham say that there is no halacha of pan yerakas, and therefore what you're going to be eating is tevel, so don't worry, I'll give you even double. I don't want you to do any averis here. I'll give you even double of those which have already that Meister's taken off from them. So now the Gemara continues on one of the halachas that we spoke about by the Anshe Yerichai was regarding the shikmas, regarding their sycamore trees. So related to that, the Gemara brings in a brisa, which will discuss those which have used strong arm tactics. Tarab, I went in the brisa. Birushayna, originally, Hayaminichin Iris Kachim, they used to leave the hides of Kachim, of the animals, for example, the hides of a carbon oila and the carbon chattis, the carbon asham, and the carbonus tibur, which are bought by the public, that they would split the hides of the kachir kachir, which are the most sanctified types of a karbanos, to the kahanim. As the pasuk says, Mikra Zayin, it says, Oir ha'olah shehikrib, that the hide of the carbon oil which we brought as a carbon. And the Gemara in Zvachim learns in Dafkov Gimel Amabez that from oil to all other the hides of a kachir kachim, that they are given to the kahanim. So originally, they would take the hides and they would keep it belishkas Beis HaParva, in one of the chambers of Beis HaParva, which was there in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would keep it there the whole day. Le'erev ha'yu mechalken ois lan shebeis av, and then during the and by the evening time, when that Beis Av, which is that every Mishmer, was split up into Beis Avs, that each day, each Beis Av, which means from that father's home, which the whole Mishmer would be split into six Bati Avs for the 6 days of the week. And what they would get every day, whether it was a lot or whether it was little, whatever was coming in that day, in as if, so to speak, income on the Beis HaMikdash, and in this case would be the hides, whether there would be more for certain individuals of than different days, that didn't make a difference. So they would keep it and then they would split it for that Beis Av that evening. Now, v'hoyu bal yizroyis, the problem was that there were people that were strong-arming, that they were stronger than the rest of the kahanim of that Beis Av from their family. And Nutlis and Bizrael, they would take it forcefully. So when it came time to splitting, they would say, okay, I want this part, and they would take it, and it wasn't a fair apportion. Now, Hiskinushi, Machalkanoism, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. So what they started to do, they instituted that we're not going to split it every single day by the evening, which is just that Beis Av. Rather, we're going to split it every Erev Shabbos, which means the whole Mishmah, that whole grouping of those larger contingency of families, we're going to split it on by once a week. And therefore, when everyone's there together, they're not going to let it up, because then you have the other strong armers. They're not going to let anyone strong arm, because everyone's going to be there together. The asin kula mishmaris v'shakam adar, that all the mishmaris come together and then take it together. Now, v'adayin ha'yigadal kuhuna, the problem was that there was still the more prestigious ones of the kahanim amongst them, that noyilin oisim bezroya, they would still strong arm, although everyone was there, but these were the higher ups, and they would take it forcefully, even though everyone was there together on Friday. So Amdu Bailim, so the owner, so to speak, which means say all the Mishmairis together got together and they decided the Higdishu L'Shamayim, and they sanctified the hides to the Bet HaKabayis, which is basically the bank account of the Beis HaMikdash. They said, no more. We're not splitting up these things for the count of the hides, because there are people that are taking it wrongfully. And therefore, all the count decided that we're giving it to the Bet HaKabayis. So Amr, they said that consequently, L'Hayu Yamat, it didn't take a long time, at Shechipues HaHechel Kula, until they had covered the entire Hechel, the entire temple, B'Tavloy Yishal Zav, with plates of gold, show you ama lama, which was a ama by ama, ka'ive dinners of like the thickness of a golden dinner, and that's because of all the money, the income that they had from all the hides that they would sell to go ahead and purchase these golden plates. Ula regal hoyu makap noisen, and on the yom tovim they would peel off these plates. Umanichin oisen al gav mal b'harbais, and they would put it on top of an elevation on the harbais on the Temple Mount, which there was a wide open area outside of the Azar, which had steps over there, as the Gemara says in the first parak of Masechtas Yuma. And why did they take it off on Yom Tov to put it out over there on that area? K'deishiyu oyle regalim roin shemalachtim nov embodelim, that those who would come up three times a year on the Yom Tovim, they should see that the work of the kahanim were beautiful and there were no flaws in what they had done. So again, this is one demonstration of the strong arming of certain people. Tana, we learn the Bryce is similar to this, which is related to what the people of Yericho had with the shikmor, the sycamore trees. Abishol said, as we said before, that they had the sycamore trees in Yericho, so they had these the trunks, which were the anything that's attached, the thickness of a tree on the bottom, that's called kaira, although kaira literally means a beam. However, in this context, it means that they had the trunks of these sycamore trees in Yericho. And these strong armors, these people that were forcefully taking things against the will, they were taking these sycamore trunks. So Amdu Bailim v'Hikdushim L'Shamayim. So the owners of that saw they had no way against it anyway. So they sanctified it, saying, you know what, it's Hekdush, and you have to deal now with Hekdush, not just with us. So the Gemara says, Aleim, on these people, on these Bali Zroya that we said, these strong armors, V'Akoyetim, and those who are like them, Amar Abishol ben Bitnes Misham Abba Yosef ben Chanan, he said a comment relating to these people, that Oy li mi beis baisis, woe to me from the household of baisis, who baisis was a kohen gadol, and all these individuals that he's mentioning, as we're going to see. However, their servants were people that would force things, they would hit the people, and they would do different things to get things that were being done in an improper way. So although maybe they were righteous, but those who were under them were, again, these Bali Zeraya, these strong armies. So woe to me from the household of vices. Oily me'alosin, woe to me from their sticks. Again, because they used to hit the people to get things that they wanted. Oily me'beis chanan, woe to me from the household of chanan. Again, these are kahanim gedoilim. And oily me'lichashasin, woe to me from their whispers, which, as Rashi explains, means to say that they would be plotting against people. Oily me'beis kastras, oily me'kulmasin. Woe to me from the household of Kassas, and woe to me from their pens, because they would write evil letters which would be harmful to people. Oile me beis Yishmael ben Piachi, woe to me from the household of Yishmael ben Piachi. Oile me agreifin, woe to me from their fists, literally because again, they of their strong arm. Shem kahanim gedolim, because they were all kahanim gedolim. However, ubineim gizbar, and their sons were treasurers. The chasnein amar kolon, and their son-in-laws were amar kolon, which is a contraction of the word amar kula, that he says everything, which means whatever he says goes, and he controls everything in the status of hekdesh. Vavdeim, and their servants, chayftin nesam b'maklis, they hit the people with their sticks. So again, they were Bal Yisroya, and woe to me from them because of what they do. So related to this, the Gemara brings a bright, it's a tarnabun. Arba tzvachit tzav chazar. There were four cries, screams that the Azara, that the courtyard, figuratively, would scream out. Rishayna, the first one is, Tz'umikan b'nei Eli, go away from here, the sons of Eli. Shetimu heichal Hashem, because they have defiled the sanctuary of Hashem. Now Eli was the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, in the times of, as it says in Shmuel Aleph, it says regarding his sons, Ashi Yishkav and Nesanashim, that the sons of Eli, that they lay with women. Now, as the Gemara says elsewhere, it doesn't literally mean that, but obviously on some level, they were defiling the Heichal Hashem, and therefore the Azara screamed out, go away, sons of Eli. Vayit Savcha, another scream that the Azara screamed out, is Tzei Mikan Yisachar, go leave from here, Yisachar, Ishkvar Barkoi, the man from the village of Barkoi, Shemechamed Has Asma, because he honors himself, U'machal Kachishma, but he desecrates the holiness of heaven. Why is that? He was a kohen, and he would wrap his hand in silk. And he would do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, first of all, a chatzitza, something that's a separation between one's hand and the avodah, invalidates the avodah by kachim. Because it's, as the pasuk says, has to be belokach kohen that the kohen takes, not a glove, not silk, he himself has to take. And moreover, is that it was degrading, that he wasn't going to actually touch the avodah, rather he would wrap his hands in silk. However, the Azara also screamed out two somewhat positive things. Su'usha Amr Sheikhem, raise up your heads, O gates, v'yikanis Yishmael ben Piachin, and let Yishmael ben Piachin come into the Beis HaMikdash. Tamid Shal Pinchas, who is the Talmud of Pinchas, v'yishamesh b'kuhun negedayla, and let him serve as the Kohen Gadol. That's because he was someone that was upstanding. However, the people of his base, Av, they were Bal Yisroya, and they didn't allow him to do the Avodah. And also that Azara screamed out, Su'usha Amr Sheikhem, raise up your heads, O gates. In other words, open up the gates. V'yikanis Yechonon ben Narbai, and let Yechonon ben Narbai come in. Tamidah Shal Pinkai, who is a Talmud of Pinkai. V'yimali Kreis Mekadosh Shemayim, and let him fill up his stomach with the sacrifices of the Beis HaMikdash. And that is Amro Lava Rabbi Yechonon ben Narbai, that they had said regarding him, Shal Yechel Gimel Meis Agam, that he would eat 300 calves, which as Rashi explains, doesn't mean he ate himself. It means he would bring up in his home. He had a very open home to many kahanim, and therefore they would be consumed in his house of 300 calves. They would drink 300 barrels of wine. And they would eat 40 sub of birds just for their dessert. So Amr, they said, Kol Yamav, Shal Yechonon ben Narbai, all the days that he was around, Lo Nimtza Neisr B'Mikdash, there was no Neisr. Neisr is when there's Kachim, Karbanis, that were left over because they weren't able to be consumed in time. Here he had so many Kehanim that he had hosted in his home, there was never Neisr because there was always someone to eat it. So the Gemara goes back to one of the four things. My Sulka baby, Sacha Ish Kfar Barkoi, whatever happened to him, what punishment did he get, ultimately, for wrapping his hand in silk and not doing the Avodah V'Lokach B'Yadai? So the Gemara says, Amri, they said, Malka, so there was the king and the queen of the Malchus of the Beis Chashmonaim, from the Chashmonaim dynasty. Haviyasvi, they were sitting, and they were having a debate, they were having an argument. Malka Amar Gadiyas Yoy. The king said, you know what's the best type of meat? It's kid meat, kid goat meat, which is better than lamb meat. Now Malka Amar, the queen said, no, Imri Yoy. No, lamb is better than kid goat meat. Amr, they said, Man Moichach, who's going to decide between us this big machlekes we're having? So they said, Oh, Kohen Gadol. And why? The Kamasa Karban is called Yema. The Kohen Gadol is someone that can do that every single day. He's constantly bringing meats. He's definitely the most proficient and the most knowledgeable in this area. Let's bring him. So also Ihu, he came, this individual that we're discussing. We're continuing to Amud Beis. Ach v'biyadi, so he made away with his hand, like in the derisive type of a way. He said, what do you mean? Igadi yoi, if kid goat would be better, yasik l'tmida, let it be brought as a carbon tamid. What's the one carbon Hashem wants every single day to be brought? Keves, lamb. Obviously, the queen is right and the king is wrong. So Amma Malka, the king said, hoil b'lahavale imasa de malkusa, since this individual doesn't have the fear of the kingdom on him, because not only didn't he say like me, he even said it in this laughter type of a way, just laughing me off. Nifsikul yimene, let his right hand be cut off. So Yav Sheichat, so he gave Sheichat, he gave bribery to the whoever was chopping off his hand, because the right hand is the one that he does the Havalid in Beis HaMikdash, it's the most prominent one. Upaskin l'smoli, and he had his left hand cut off. But Shama Malka, the king, heard about that. Upaskin l'yimene. And then not only was his left hand cut off, but then he had his right hand cut off. So Amar Rabbi Yisrael comment regarding this episode. It says, Berich Rechmana, Hashem should be blessed, to Ashkele Lisach Ish Kvar Bar Koi Lemitrafse Mine Bihayama, that he took the punishment, he got his right, what he was coming to him in this world, and not in the next world. Amar Rabashi says, Yisach Ish Kvar Bar Koi, this Koyen, Leitanam Asnitin, he didn't learn Mishnayis, did not, because we learned in the Mishnah in Masechtas Krisis, that says, Reb Shimon Oimer, you're right, that lamb is always mentioned first in Pesukim before kid goat. And therefore, you would think, just like he was bringing a raya from a Karman Tamid, that means that is the better of the two, lamb than kid. But then there's a pasuk in Vayikra that says, Im keves yavi karbane. It says that if he's going to bring his carbon as a lamb, which is the pasuk before had already mentioned, that if he's going to bring a se'ira for his carbon chatas, which says before, if it says behavius carboni se'iras izim, and only later does it says mkeves yavi. So therefore, here it says the kid goat before it speaks about the lamb. So the Mishnah says malamit shishneim shkulin ke'echad. They teach you that they're both equal. So he didn't know Mishnais. If he wouldn't know Mishnais, he would have realized that although yes, many times, and in the context of Tamid too, it's showing that lamb is first, but it says elsewhere that kid goat is first to show you that they both have equal status. Now Ravina concludes, he says, Afila Mikra Nami Likar, he didn't even know a Pasuk Chumash. And that's why he made this mistake. So simply says a Pasuk Meyikra, it says, Im Keves, if a lamb, Im Eis, or a goat. Now this is by the Pasuk, by the Kavan Shlom. So what you see from there, if Ibaya Keves Lais, if he wants he could bring a lamb, Ibaya Eis Lais, if he wants he could bring a goat. In other words, from the fact that the Pasuk did not allude to you, which one, if you had the choice of both of them, which one you should choose, from there you see that they're both equal, and therefore he could have avoided this whole problem and said, you know what, you're both right. And because we see from the Pesukim that they're both preferable, and not that the Keves is more preferable than the Eis. Hanulach Mokim Shenagu, we shall return to you, Perek Mokim Shenagu, the fourth Perek in Mesechtas Pesachim, V'slikala Pesach Rishon, and we have concluded the first Pesach, which as the Mefarshim explained, up until now, the first four Prakim, we're talking about the ideas about Chametz and Matzah, which is the first component, and then we begin the second half of the Mesechta, which speaks about the Kabbonis of Pesach, which are things that we don't have right now, but Amir Tashem, we will have Meher B'Yemein Omein.